the Big Dog Lakers Pod.
Woof woof.
BDLP.
The season, regular season, is officially over.
It felt like a good regular season.
It
the best
felt
we
fun.
Could do in the adverse situations that we were in.
We are different people than we were just a few months ago.
Yeah, you got new glasses.
Like, oh yeah, I got new glasses.
This is
yes.
deep.
Also, I mean, the postseason's over as well.
What?
It's done.
What are you talking about?
Huh? In three games, the Oklahoma City Blue defeated the Maine Celtics in game three to finish off the G League championship.
Congratulations to them.
Although, and who did I say? Do you 5 seconds ago, do you remember either of the teams I just said?
The Maine Blue.
Oh, my God.
Defeated somebody else.
The Oklahoma City Blue defeated the Maine Celtics.
Whoa, you
this is
it.
Great. This is great because, listen, we'll let you inside the pod a second. If we record too early, we got mush brain over there with Alex.
Mush brain.
If we record too late, I don't even know my fucking name.
Right.
And Alex is just firing missiles the whole time.
And me, I've got one of those helmets just to make sure my mush brain doesn't ever get messed up. Yeah, yeah.
We told Alex his name 2 minutes ago and he wasn't sure about it.
You're Homer Simpson with a crayon in his nose.
Yeah, exactly. Just leave it up there. Just leave it up there. Yeah, I guess the G League finishes when the regular season finishes.
Do the Maine Celtics count as the Boston Celtics in your hatred?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And especially Maine. I kind of hate Maine, the whole state of Maine. Kenny Bunkport?
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it. It's
you know, just because I have Thanksgiving in Kenny Bunkport doesn't mean I have to like Maine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go with the Bushes.
Have you been there since you broke up with Taylor?
Well, yeah, because that was Bush. Now I go with the new Reagans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ron
Wait,
Jr.
The Bushes were known for going to Kenny Bunkport?
I don't know, man.
It was just the Kennedys.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
They're all rich presidents. They
gotta I don't think
go.
They all go to Kenny Bunkport, Maine.
Yeah, Alex, back me up on Kenny Bunkport.
I think the Kennedys think famously went to Kenny Bunkport.
Back me up on Kenny Bunkport in 2024. You know about Kenny Bunkport.
I'm a Camp David man myself.
What the hell is Camp David?
I legit thought it was like a military base for a very long time.
No, I think it's just a getaway where they have like a house or some lodging.
I'm looking at the logos here. The Oklahoma City Blue is just says blue.
Yep.
But the Maine Celtics is kind of cool. It's a green lobster with a basketball in its claw.
Oh, that's actually
pretty cool.
You know how when you have a G League team, they send you away to like a secondary city of the main port city that you're like playing from?
Mm-hmm.
The Blues just play in Oklahoma City, right?
Yeah.
There's no way they're like, go play in Tulsa. They're like, oh, come on, man.
Right,
can we
right,
just
right.
play in Oklahoma City? It's not better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. go away. Go away for a second. That is the end of regular season. We feel this is our best season since 2020.
82 great games.
82 great, all of them great. We rocked them all.
Uh-huh.
12 games above 500. And Austin Reeves played every single one.
All 82.
All 82.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Anthony Davis played like 75, something like that.
Yeah.
His season career high. It felt good having me out there most of the time.
He looked great. He looked like an MVP candidate for the last half of the year.
How did you feel about the year, Kevin?
It's
better than you thought?
Ooh. Can it be yes and no?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then there it is.
Second half of the year, better than I thought. First half of the year was a stinky doo-doo pile.
But we also won the play-in in the first half.
Yeah,
of the
year. I was going to say the first couple months were good, and then the middle couple of months were some of the worst basketball I've ever seen.
Like the Lakers, very much like the Lakers on the court. Life imitates art here.
Uh-huh.
First quarter, beautiful. Second quarter, rocky. Third quarter, horrendous. Fourth quarter, are we going to pull this out?
Amazing.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Didn't we go on That's like a 25-0 winning streak in just in April?
Did we?
What? We won
when
you said that, I was like, is that one of those things that works out weird because you won three games and then it switches?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We did go on an insane win streak, but then also the entire Western Conference went on an insane win streak.
Yeah, but do you remember that time we were really killing people and then we're like, holy shit, we might get the sixth seed, and then we lost two games in a row and ended up in playing? Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how the West went on a win streak at the same time as us. So anybody who just slightly stubbed their toe just dropped us all the way down. Yeah.
You want to hear something fun?
Absolutely. I love fun.
We needed a beautiful parlay to hit to get into this play-in.
Oh, yeah.
We needed the Suns to win.
Yeah.
Against the Kings. We needed the Pelicans to win against the Warriors. And we needed to beat... Who did we need to beat?
Pelicans.
And Grizzlies.
No, Grizzlies.
We needed to beat the Grizzlies. And not in the bag, which we will definitely talk about.
Yeah.
Call up a friend that I know. And I say, hey, you got a guy that... Yeah. That Otani's translator likes to talk to, lives off in French Guyana. What do you think about putting these things down?
Mm-hmm. Isn't being deposed right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you can, you know, he's in a different country. You know, let's just say the corporation runs out of Belize. So maybe a bit of a, what's that game called when you have a thing and there's a ball underneath it and you move around? Oh, shell game. It's just a bit of a shell company.
Oh, that.
Bit of a shell company.
Yeah.
You know, to get some some lucrative deals out of.
I love a lucrative deal.
But because there were so many injuries listed in that Memphis game.
Oh, yeah.
There were 13 people on the injured list, right?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a line on the Lakers part of it.
There was no line.
There was no line at the time that we called up French Guyana.
Plus
4-3, 19 separate numbers after that.
That's right.
And then I didn't get to place the bet, and then we won. We cleared that parlay.
Yeah. You're saying they didn't have a line when the Lakers were playing FedEx drivers and FedEx Memphis task-rabbited some players just to play for a couple minutes?
This brings up a great point, because you made fun of me in the group message, which the pod doesn't know, but I'm going to bring up.
Okay.
You're like, Kevin can't get 4 points.
Oh, yes.
Literal FedEx drivers got 4 points.
I was going to say, it's not like we've never talked about this on the pod before.
But, like, the Lakers played literal, like, they went and they were like, does anybody want to try professional basketball today?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fine. And they gave it everything they had. Some people got 4 points in that game.
Would you give it everything you had?
Yes. What are you talking about? What else is there to give?
I feel like you would get blocked one time and you'd be like, all right. Nah,
hell no. I'm getting 4 points, six fouls. You know that. Come on.
Alex, is he getting four
I'm
points?
I'm taking a charge. No. I'm taking two charges.
There's no way.
I'm taking two charges.
He says no. I don't think you'll take a single charge.
Two of them.
I think you'll try to.
I'll try my ass off. I'm going to give it everything I have.
Your feet are going to be doing like a Looney Tunes. Like,
I'm finally going to get one beautiful one, and I'll be in the restricted area.
We almost lost this game.
This Memphis,
yeah, we did.
This is literally the worst win I've ever seen.
LaRavia fucking kills us every time.
And he almost played the whole game.
Yeah, 43 minutes.
G.G. Jackson is what they thought Jaren Jackson was. Or is what people think that Jaren Jackson was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very annoying.
Yeah, he was 7 for 13 from 3. Yeah. And a plus 11.
The best plus minus on their team.
We don't win this unless Gabe Vincent has a plus 27 and Taurean Prince has a plus 17.
God.
Two people and we've been relying on the whole year.
Yeah.
The whole year.
And Austin Reeves is just trying to drag down the entire team with a minus 22.
Man of iron.
Man of iron saying, you know what? Me and Rui, we're going to try to ruin this game because Rui also had a minus 17 in this game.
Iron Man like Rocky looks like Dolph Lundgren. Less ripped.
LeBron and AD playing over 40 minutes in this game.
I feel like we shouldn't have had to play them that much to beat the Memphis Grizzlies.
Damn, dude. This is...
I'm so dumb, I scrolled down to the box score, and I saw that Skylar Mays didn't play, but I thought I was on the Memphis side. Oh. I was like, oh, did we cut Skylar Mays and he still wasn't able to play for this Memphis team? Not the case.
I mean, yeah.
He only had 8 guys.
Who, them?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
sometimes
I mean,
when you know you're going to play, you play better.
And also, 6 guys who played... Like, consistently. There's 2 guys. I don't know. Z Simpson? Never heard of that guy.
Zaire Simpson.
Okay. And White just played a couple minutes.
Jack White. That's how bad they were looking. They called Nashville and they said, send out Jack White. Does he want to play?
Yeah. And the announcer did mention the White Stripes.
Come on.
He said there's a Seven Nation Army and that there's only 7 guys in this lineup.
Did
change.
He say that?
No.
So you stole a joke right now.
How did I steal it if I didn't hear it?
He's a joke stealer.
I have to watch these games on silent.
You're like Dane Cook.
You're
don't
worse
do
than
that.
Dane Cook.
Don't do
You're
that.
Worse than Dane
don't
Cook.
Do that. First of all, that first Dane Cook special was amazing. All right? I don't care what you guys... Where he's in the black tank top. I don't
is
care what you
Sufi
guys say.
One?
No, this is before we get to Sufi. This is the Comedy Central Presents.
Pre-Sufi, Alex.
This is
Jesus.
Pre-Sufi. That Comedy Central Presents is amazing.
Also, I want to
say... And
I'll
hear nothing.
Is it Sufi?
Sufi?
No, it's Sufi.
Because it's
Super
finger.
I know.
Come on. He had some great bits on that, too.
Nah, yes, I'm actually really cool, and I never liked Dane Cook. And that's I always have the right opinion on what's cool and what's not cool.
I've said this before, right? That yeah. I remember taking notes at comedy shows, and one before I knew Ryan, one of my notes on him was, we get it. You've never been wrong. Got it.
Hell yeah. I've never been wrong about anything that's cool.
That's 100% what I was leaning mm-hmm, towards.
Mm-hmm. I do have a photo of you doing the Sufi ad in front of Dane Cook's
oh, yeah,
sold out
yeah,
poster
yeah.
at
Staples
Center.
But see, that was ironic.
Yeah.
I'm so ironic, mm-hmm. dude.
Oh, yeah. I forget you're twisted. Yeah, you don't give two hoots.
Ryan, real quick. Let's just get it. Can we get an honest part of uh-huh. you? What is the most uncool thing you were ever actually a fan of?
Oh, my God. I guess nu metal. I still love Korn and Limp Bizkit. And
that's not irony?
No, dude. Korn.
You're in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I remember when when Limp Bizkit came to L.A. at the...
Dude,
you were like bummed.
Troubadour.
Yeah, you were bummed you didn't go.
Because those the tickets were sold out, and because they were $3 because their first time was called $3 Bill.
Yes.
And a $3 Bill y'all or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they sold out in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're $3.
I blame the bots.
Huh?
I blame the bots.
I know. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're reselling.
Yeah. I thought you were being ironic.
Freaking Marilyn Manson and Billy Corgan are up in the dais just up there hanging out. And it's like, get out of here, Billy. No one likes you.
Yeah. Does no one like Billy Corgan anymore?
I don't know. I heard he. I heard he's a dick.
Not a fun guy.
Yeah. What are the new metal bands?
I heard Marilyn Manson,
Limp Bizkit. Who else?
Were you a Rob Zombie guy?
I mean, Dracula's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really.
Okay.
To them.
See, this is what happens when you grow up on the other
Korn
side of the 605.
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen to K-Rock. You listen to 96.7.
Y107, dude.
What was Y107?
That was the alternative channel for a long time.
Dude, I don't remember that.
If
at
you
all.
Go well, if you go west.
Uh huh.
Of the 57.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's a big swath.
That's
yeah,
a big group
it's
people.
A big swath.
Mm-hmm.
It's Power 106.
Power 106, yeah. Which is actually 105.9.
105.9.
Mm-hmm.
If you go east,
uh-huh.
107.
107.
Yeah,
why 107?
New metal.
Uh-huh. Jackson Hayes played 5 minutes. That's insane. I mean, Darvin Ham was like, brought out Jackson Hayes for 5 minutes and said, no, Anthony's playing the entire rest of the game.
Yeah, we need this.
I don't understand that. What's up with that, Alex?
I don't know.
It's very funny because so we had this Memphis game, bad game, all around.
All
we
around
barely eked out. And then in this Pelicans game, I don't know if you want to just blame it on the Pelicans losing it or us winning it, but this felt like a perfect game for every player and Darvin Ham. I felt like I didn't see any lineups in the Pelicans that piss me off. I felt like I saw smart timeouts.
He called a timeout when we were starting to lose the lead.
Yeah, but losing the lead when we still had like 15 points. Not losing
That's
the lead
great.
When we're only like had a 2-point lead.
Exactly.
I saw him call timeouts multiple times when the Pelicans had any inkling of a momentum change and Darvin Ham called a timeout. And
yeah.
I said, wait. Yeah, do that.
Uh-huh.
Do that every game.
Maybe do this for like 3 months previous to this game.
I'm getting a time machine and let's do it from the damn beginning of your career. Yeah.
There is one thing that I have held on to all season in hopes, and I think it's a far shot. But is it just like, look, we got into the play-in last year and we went pretty far. We went to the Western Conference Finals and there were some mistakes along the way and some people that didn't show up and that's why it didn't work. So I don't care about placement. I don't care about what we do. I need to try everything that I can right now, even if what I need to try is stupid, like waiting until the team blows a 15-point lead, gives up 10 other points to the team, and then goes, should I call timeout?
I understand that, but...
You got to run the whole simulation, you know?
You think he wants
sort
to
of.
Build in adversity?
No. I think he's like, I got to know, like, do I need to call the timeout when we've given up 3 points? So he did it. And then he goes, okay, now do I need to call when we give up 5? And he took it all the way to 19. He's like, okay, we've given up 19 points in a row. Now I'll call the timeout. And then And then he's just got Quants back there, just like, okay, you have a you blew 75% chance of victory when you called it at 19 points given up.
He said his quantitative.
Yeah.
For you to
No,
understand.
I worked in Wall Street for a long time. No, I know what he's talking about.
His last name is Bear Stearns.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, I went bankrupt in 2008.
That would make sense if we won three more games, which I think we can go back and find at least three games where we should have won.
I don't think we got to go back to February
three
games.
If we win three games, we would be the sixth seed. And maybe even the fifth seed. So, yes, maybe one or two games you want to run an experiment. I'm still going to be pissed off, but...
Not okay. Two whole seasons?
Not 2 months worth of an experiment.
I'd like to find two Sacramento games that we could win.
Oh, God. Oof. Actually, I don't know. Were those close? I remember one just...
One we were up like 20 going into the third.
Yeah. That was wasn't that the first quarter? Yes. Remember, there was a Kings game where we played perfect basketball for like 11 minutes first quarter.
Yes.
And then from the like 2 minute mark up to halftime, we were just let them have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't take them seriously.
Is there a chance? Because I'm trying to wonder why we're so good in the playoffs. The one season we've been good in the playoffs
so
with Darvin Ham, and not so good in the regular season sometimes. And do you think that the guys, there's the LeBron theory of like, remember when we had Rondo? Rondo had to tell him, you can't yell at these guys. They look up to you.
Yeah.
You're like a dad in their eyes.
Yeah.
Is there a chance now that the guys like Cam Reddish, like Tareen Prince, like, oh, we can fuck around. We got this. We have LeBron. And then after that 11 minutes, they just start pulling people. And then it's just like, oh, fuck, we're down 20 again. And LeBron can't do that. Any chance? I'm grasping at straws here, man.
I'm making a stink face right now.
Listen, I'm not too worried about tonight's play-in game, but I am worried about what happens after.
Sure.
That's a problem with the league, man. It's soft. I put on a Kendrick Perkins hat.
Uh-huh. There you go.
It's soft.
Uh-huh. Chicken Caesar salad by yourself across the street from Staples.
That's right.
I didn't even notice Valanciunas started this Pelicans game. He played 7 minutes.
Yeah, but he was getting rocked.
Yeah, so it's the opposite of what Darvin did with Hayes in that Grizzlies game. This guy, Green on the Pelicans?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, saw Valanciunas for 5 minutes. He's like, nah, you're done. You're out the whole game.
He Jackson Hayes'd him.
Yeah, he Jackson Hayes'd him. Anyway, this Pelicans game was like perfect basketball.
I mean, LeBron had 8 assists within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. That was another thing in the Grizzlies game, those turnovers. LeBron had 6 turnovers in the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
Quarter?
If we don't turn the ball over, we look like a championship team. If they pressure us and LeBron has silly turnovers, we lose the game.
Castleton and Giles come over and get a damn turnover themselves.
What the hell?
What the freaking heck?
You don't get paid that kind of money to turn the ball over. $22,000?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, how do you stop turnovers, Alex?
You set up an offense that is easily replicable and that people are all on the same page about.
There you go. I like that.
Is that what you think you do?
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, you keep it simple.
Kiss.
Got it. Now, in the in that Pelicans game, when Austin Reeves is running down the court and there's absolutely no reason to pass it through three people and he throws it right into the Pelicans' hands and has to go back and try to get a block, was that simple? Was that him keeping it simple?
That's no. him not
That's
keeping
it not
simple.
Him, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting it.
That's an
yeah.
example
I'm
of him not keeping
it
simple.
See, because if you ask me, it's hard to pass it when there's three defenders in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, that's not hard for me to do, but I can see how in a league, yeah, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah. We also had one of these fast breaks where LeBron fakes it, Austin Reeves, but passes it to Rui, and he just fumbles it. I mean, that's a turnover.
Did you see LeBron's face when it went out of bounds?
Yeah.
Sometimes he can hide his disgust, and sometimes he's just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, LeBron just gives that face after he makes a mistake.
Yeah.
And he's just like looking at like Taurean Prince. Taurean's like, I didn't do anything, man.
Prince is on the bench. Like, yeah. You subbed me out.
Yeah. Like LeBron throws it into the box seats.
Yeah.
And it's like,
what the fuck?
Don't get mad at me, man.
LeBron still has 8 turnovers. Oh, wait, that's a Grizzlies game.
Yeah, come on, dude. What are you doing?
Alex isn't even paying.
LeBron still has, wait.
Four. Which is still a lot.
That's still a lot.
He has a lot of turnovers.
But compared to 17 assists?
That's great.
That's a decent ratio.
That's a really good ratio.
Yeah. Would you say a 9-assist game is good?
I would say a 9-assist game is good.
Then it seems good.
Yeah. Let's see. No one played 40 minutes in this game, which is good. Anthony Davis did hurt his back.
Oh, yeah. That was the main takeaway from this game.
Yeah. So he had back spasms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he got pushed by our boy Larry Nance Jr.
That's right. Yeah. These TV people, dude, they were showing a replay where Anthony Davis didn't get hit at all. And they're like, let's see what happened. It's like, no, that's clearly not the play. Let's go back further, guys.
Yeah.
Your quants. Let's find the damn play where he actually got touched.
Yeah, because he sets the screen and then he's like, nah, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, and then subs himself out.
Mm-hmm. And as of now, as of the day of the play-in, first play-in game, AD is questionable for Tuesday's play-in game. Questionable.
We need him.
We got questions abound. Let's talk about this game. First of all, are we going to see the same Pelicans team that we just saw a few days ago?
Probably. I mean,
like, as far as their play.
They were pretty stinky.
They were really stinky.
From just shooting the ball.
Again, I don't know. We've seen flashes of the Lakers like this before, and we beat them to hell in the play-in or the in-season semifinal or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we killed them, won by like 34 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this looked like that again. I don't see that this happening again.
After we killed them in that in-season, though, uh-huh. they do get their only win they have against us this year. And I want to say they beat us by 40.
Yes.
Like it was.
They beat us by 20 points.
Well, it felt like 95.
So do they bounce back today?
I don't think we beat them as well as we did to end the season. But mm-hmm. like, because it's the same thing like any series, right? You know, you get us 2 games in 3 days, you learn what's a little bit different.
We lost to the Spurs and beat the Spurs when it was like we did like 2 and 3 early in the season.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the only thing that really gives me hope for this is that they also needed to win that game. They shouldn't have to be in this play-in tournament.
If they would have won, they would have skipped the play-in tournament.
They would have skipped the play-in.
Yeah. So I almost wanted to say, like, do you think they cared about that?
Skipping the play-in?
Yeah.
There's a part of me, you know, I'm sure we'll get to it, but there's a lot of hate for us right now on should we tank? Should we tank and go to try to win the A seed and then so that we can dodge the Nuggets? How do we know that the fucking Pelicans aren't like, oh, shit, the 6 seed? That means we're going to...
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Jesus Christ. That means we're going to get this. If we win the first round, we get the Nuggets in the second round.
So who do the Suns play right now? Like, as of now, as a 6 seed, it's the Wolves.
The Wolves.
Yeah, the Wolves.
Okay, so they would... Were they trying to get away from the Wolves?
Maybe they were trying to get away from Denver themselves. They were just like, fuck it. We're going to try to slip out of here. What is it? 3-1? See, now I got to look at a
map.
One. Map. One is OKC. 2 is Denver.
No, I know where people are ranked, but 1-8.
1-8.
Top of the bracket.
Yeah.
Oh,
2-7, bottom
of
the bracket.
That's weird.
3-4
at the top.
Is it 3-4? No.
No, it's 3.
I think, or does it go top, bottom, bottom, top?
It 1-8. Goes top, bottom. It goes 1-4, 2-3. And then whoever they face in the first round.
Okay, now I really got to look at a bracket.
So let's ask real quick: do we think we think Lakers won today?
Yes,
I think they win.
I think they win.
It'll be a little tougher, but I think they win.
Yeah, I think they. I just think that they want to. I think they want the time off in order to prepare for the playoffs. Now no matter who they face.
So here's my point. Now I got to see a bracket, so this helps me out.
Okay.
Okay. The top of the bracket is Thunder versus the 8 seed. Clippers versus the Mavericks, and that's where
that's
you want to be.
4-5.
That's where you want to be, right? All those teams seem beatable, especially by the Lakers. The bottom of the bracket mm-hmm. is Nuggets versus the 7 and Timberwolves versus the Suns.
2-7, 3-6. Yeah.
So if they beat us, they're the 6. So they got to go up against the Timberwolves, who should have been the first seed, started to fall off, and then they have to go up against the Nuggets. If you're assuming the Nuggets make it through, which is supposed to be the first seed, but then started to fall off. It's like a bracket of death. So I'm wondering if even the Pelicans are like, see you at the bottom. Like, is this going to be a 72-75?
Oh, you
game?
Think they even want a 10?
Even they were like, fuck it. Because once they saw, because the Nuggets were not supposed to make it into the 2 seed until fucking Wembanyama decides to go off and score 13 points in 3 minutes. And all of a sudden, that's when they dropped down.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they were just like, fuck this. We're out of here. Get into the play-in. Let the Lakers beat us. Fine. We'll go up against fucking the Kings or the Warriors. We'll take our luck against them. And then we will dodge everybody. And maybe we can make it to the Western Conference Finals fighting the Oklahoma City Thunder. Come on. Brandon Ingram is going to swallow up Shai Gilgeous.
Now, here's – should we all think we're going to win today? Should we win today?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. With these toss-up games, it's like anybody can win. And even though we're historically good in the play-in, I think we're like 3-0. I'd rather just take the win than move on.
But if we lose, we play the second game of the play-in, and then if we win that, then we play the Thunder.
If
do we want to play the Thunder?
If we're down, like, you know, 7, I'm going to pull everybody. Just let
7?
Yeah, just let anybody ride.
In the first quarter?
in the first quarter.
Jesus Christ. If we're ever not leading, pull them.
Get Harry Giles, see what he's doing out there.
We lose the tip off, they score two. And they're like, All right,
everybody out.
Everybody out.
Mike Greenberg has said they need to tank.
Don't do it. You can't do it.
It's not worth the risk.
Here's the thing. It is a huge risk because we play the winner of either the Warriors, who they won 3 or 4 this year.
Yeah.
Don't pretend that we didn't lose more than we lost this year, and who at the end of the year were looking great.
Yeah.
We let Draymond Green score 50 three-pointers in one game. Mm-hmm. Or we play the Kings, who we haven't beat since Reagan was in office.
We can, like, we talked about
Reagan
this
was
in the
office
last
in 2001.
Uh-huh. It's never left the office for him, even after
exactly.
He died.
It's Reagan in my head.
We talked about this in the last pod a little bit, but of the, like, 10 teams that are in the play-in, there's really only 3 or 4 of them that when we played them, we were like, fuck, we don't know how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Nuggets, who we're going to get if we win.
Yeah.
Or the Kings and the Warriors, who we're going to get if we lose.
Yeah.
Like, weirdly enough, it's the 2 seed and the 9 and 10. Like, it's not a good place for us. Don't tempt fate.
Don't tempt fate.
The fucking game.
Yeah. The only bad thing about this is we're bad when the interior defense is, like, too good. And the Timberwolves are like that. And the Nuggets are like that. And so are... You know, the Kings and the Warriors just beat us from 3.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we could beat the Kings.
We can beat the Kings. We can beat the Warriors. We have.
One time this year.
But
out of 4.
Okay, it was a good game, though. That's the double overtime
and
game?
We had to do it in double overtime.
We had to do it in double overtime?
Yeah.
But if it was anybody else, honestly, if it was the Pelicans in the 9-10 and we thought we're going to drop down to play the Pelicans, you know, fine, whatever. But not now. Don't tempt fate. Do it. Pray that fucking Vanderbilt is actually fine and we're saving him for defense against the Nuggets to come out like a cannon. And then, you know, we just pray that, you know, one of these guys, Jamal Murray or anybody else, doesn't go off 10 of 11 from 3 again every single fucking game that we play them.
Yeah, Porter or... Aaron Gordon or Jamal Murray.
I can't believe Aaron Gordon is a name we're even mentioning.
I know.
Fuck,
he's actually good now.
He's actually good.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. 7-8 playing, you play the Nuggets. We all think, pretty much everyone in the damn basketball world thinks the Lakers will probably win against the Pelicans, especially after Sunday. I think you play and you say, Denver... you say, I want the Nuggets. I think as Lakers, you say, bring it the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets, I accept this challenge.
You leak a story to Woj. What time is the game, 4:30?
4:30.
You leak a story to Woj, 4:15. The Lakers actually already bought up the top 2 floors of a hotel in Denver. They're leaving straight from New Orleans. They're staying there the entire time.
I love that.
They before the game, before the New Orleans game, they were like, buy it out. They flew their family members.
Mm-hmm. Also, the only way you can tank a game like this is if the coaches do. Because if you put the players on...
We got a coach that can tank.
I know. If you put the players on the floor, they're going to play as hard as possible. LeBron's not out there thinking, oh, I should probably lose and play the... You know, AD's not thinking that. They're thinking, I want to score on this play.
Absolutely.
I want to score on this possession. I don't want them to score on this possession. You know? They're not tanking.
Listen. I think also LeBron wants to beat Jokic.
Absolutely.
And declare himself the best basketball mind
absolutely
in all of the sport.
I 100% agree with that.
There is a slight fear in mine, if we could beat Denver, that we believe Warriors ourselves and just get smoked by the T-Wolves or something.
Yes.
Because we were like, this is our mountain. This is what we've been trying to get over for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Since we won the championship.
Yeah. I 100% believe that in my bones. You say, bring it the fuck on.
Yeah, Denver. Absolutely.
And look. We are going to get smoked by Denver in the first round. But you say, bring it on.
I say you just simplify it and you go, we're not here to win the series. We're here to take a game in Denver. And you take a game in Denver. You get back to Staples. It'll always be Staples for me.
Yeah.
And you go, it's our series now. We got home field.
What a stupid moron Mike Greenberg is to say
that. He has a lot of bad things.
Truly, what an absolute dumb asshole.
You know what it is? Okay. You know what Greenberg's great at? You don't do a 10 take. You don't do a take that's stupid on the level of 10.
Uh-huh.
You don't Max Kellerman death beam on it.
No, yeah.
That's dumb. And they're going to play it forever.
Mm-hmm.
You do Max Greenberg, that's really stupid, but let's keep moving. And then you don't realize you have a whole history of six takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe this plays out like how it did last year, where we do get the seventh seed and face off against the Grizzlies, who are, quote-unquote, much better than the Lakers. And we beat them.
Man, those playoffs were so fun last year.
Yeah.
What a great playoffs last year.
Okay, we bought out the top two rows.
Uh-huh.
And we bought two floor seats for one special guest and his partner.
Jack Nicholson and his son.
No.
Oh.
We bring out Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams.
Just to sit together. Yeah.
Special guests of the Lakers.
I'm on board with that. And I'll kick in some money to that.
I got $20.
Yeah, sure. I got tipped $20 yesterday. Take it.
I
think I bought a coffee yesterday. I got like $17 left. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give that to Shannon. I'll give that to Jeannie. Yeah, so I think we're all in agreement. Do not tank this game.
No, you can't.
And we at the end of the day, when we win against the Pelicans, it's like King Leonidas at the end of 300, just watching all the arrows. Mm-hmm. And you just stand tall and you just say, all right.
Say, fuck it. fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it, we ball. Yes, that's exactly it. All right, Pelicans, we're playing them today in just a little bit. And, yeah, we're going to win.
I think we win.
Yeah.
Alex, do you think we beat the Pelicans?
I think we beat the Pelicans.
Handily or just like it's a good game?
No, I think we beat them by five.
Okay.
Five, I think a little bit better than that, but not by much. I think they're going to put more of a fight on today. But Darvin Ham knows how to coach. I can coach. Yeah, and then he's going to start coaching.
Which coach, John Malkovich, is him?
What?
Isn't it? Which coach goes into his brain? And just
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Doc Rivers, since he's not doing anything.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
Also, he is doing something. He's quote-unquote coaching the Bucks,
who are in first. No, sorry. Third place.
That's right.
Good for them. I hope it works out for them.
The Knicks won at the end, at the last game. It got a 50. There's a second 50-win team in the East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for the East. They stink.
Team USA is announced. USA basketball.
We got two Lakers in Team USA.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be Torian Prince and Cam Reddish.
Can't believe they didn't make it.
Yeah. I can't believe they played so many games, so many minutes. You know, I just realized, too, is that Osiris played all 82 games.
Uh-huh.
Played the FIBA.
Uh-huh.
Played the one extra in-season tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't injured once.
Mm-mm.
Played the entire time.
Why would you say that?
What?
Going into the playoffs, why would you say that?
Because it's true.
Maybe get the boy some rest.
That'd be nice. Maybe today.
He did only play 29 minutes in this Pelicans game.
Ham plays him.
Yeah.
Ham does play
him. Ham plays him.
I mean, not in the beginning of the year when we could have used a couple of victories, but.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And maybe some shooting and some offense.
Every
once
in a while, you know.
And maybe you see the guy in the playoffs, like, really take over a game and make his own kind of mark in the league. And you go, I got to play that guy.
But then 8 games into the season, you go, I don't know. I don't know if we got to play that guy. How about that guy we've never played before? That wasn't even on the team last year. Let's play him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Torian Prince getting a 600% increase in games started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
D'Lo setting the Lakers single season threes record.
Uh-huh.
And getting benched.
So I've kind of talked about it a lot on the pod. This is coming out of last season.
Pretty cat.
D'Lo's not going to show up this playoffs, right?
He's already not showing up the last few games.
It's like he knows.
He was 5-for-10 from three in this New Orleans game.
Oh, okay. So he showed up for the Pelicans. But I know he had a bad game against Grizzlies, bad game against Warriors.
Is he our Punxsutawney Phil? Is it like, oh, no, he saw his shadow. Well, he's not going to make any threes in the playoffs.
Oh, no. He might be.
I've said it many times during the year. We don't have him on this team to do well in the playoffs. We have him on this team to get us through the regular season. We just take whatever, any gifts, any mana from heaven that gets sent down with his 3-point shot in the playoffs is a gift from God.
Yeah.
But also, we might need a handful of gifts from God.
Absolutely.
To do anything.
I agree.
I hope we would get Jared Vanderbilt back. That's the only thing I'm excited about.
Come on. Are we going to get him back?
If he looks good and he's springy, I'm good for like 10 minutes a game.
Christian Wood is also trying to get back.
Dude, that tall lineup that we were running in the beginning of the year was so beautiful. And then we like never fully got to see it after like 15 games.
No.
Our strength is our size.
Yeah.
With Rui, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and some other big guy.
Jackson Hayes in the second half.
Jackson Hayes in
the
second half.
In the first half, he didn't know how to play basketball.
That's right.
And then when Wood went down, he's like, oh, wait, you guys need me to play? Okay.
Yeah.
And then he started playing.
I'll catch any lob.
Yeah.
You throw it up there, I'm catching it.
Yeah. He can play basketball now.
I will say.
He did an East Bay. He had so much confidence, he did an East Bay in the game.
What's an East Bay?
It's when you go through your legs and dunk it.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
After the famed catalog, East Bay?
What words are you saying?
Yeah, what the hell is that? What's East Bay?
You don't remember the East Bay catalog?
No.
Am I that old?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the oldest guy I know.
Everybody who played sports would get an East Bay catalog.
Uh-huh.
And East Bay was like, you had it in skateboarding. It was called CCS, though, in skateboarding. You would get a little pamphlet, and it had all the things that you could order. So, like, Dada's shoes with the spinner rims were in there. Like, and you would just go through, and you'd be like, damn, these shoes are hot. And you would send a check to East Bay's catalog, and then they would mail you back shit.
I can't think of anybody dead or alive who's older than you. Who has ever lived.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about the Grizzlies. We played an extra minute in that.
Oh, yeah.
We played an extra minute. And also in the last
two. The refs hate us.
The refs hate us. Well, in the last 2-minute report, Lakers benefited from 3 incorrect calls in the final 2 minutes, 2 of which would have wiped away Lakers points. All 3 would have given the Grizzlies the ball.
Yeah, LeBron traveled twice.
Yeah. And so they might have won in that game if the last 2-minute report. But anyway, we played an extra damn minute. This damn clock timer. In Memphis. What the hell?
Yeah, they got the same kind of clock experts as they do in the Bay.
And the East Bay.
The East Bay, apparently. They used to play in the East Bay.
Some catalog from the 1800s.
You guys really don't remember this?
Don't remember it.
I got no idea.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
This is like a Scholastic book thing.
I just sent you a photo of what the inside of an East Bay catalog looked like.
All right, real quick, before we end the pod... if we lose tonight, do we think we win the second game of the play-in tournament?
I'm more confident about tonight's game.
Oh, absolutely.
Than I am if we have to. It's a home game. Cool.
Yes. Alex?
We're good against the Pelicans.
Yes, but and the second game, if we have to play Kings or Warriors, do we win that?
Yeah. It depends on how this game goes. If we're, like, gassed and we have to play a second game.
When is that second game?
I think probably it's
Friday?
Thursday? Yeah.
What's today,
and then the playoffs start Saturday. Yeah, so it would be today's Tuesday, then one game off Thursday.
You win this, you get the rest.
You kind of have to win. You need that rest for LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely.
LeBron's got to go fucking Cavs, Warriors, game one.
Yeah.
Hope there's no JR on the team.
I will say straight up, if we lose tonight, we lose the second game.
Damn.
I think it's over.
That's rough.
Yeah, I also have more confidence in this team going into Denver this year than I did last year.
Man.
I had a lot of confidence that last year.
I had a lot of confidence.
I mean, I didn't even expect to get there. Yeah, and then all of a sudden we're there, and I'm like, I don't see why we can't keep going.
Now, I think it's because the first two rounds we didn't have like a holy shit LeBron game because he was kind of injured.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I mean, he's putting
that's
up
right,
37.
Yeah, that's right, too.
9-5.
Yeah, yeah. He's going off.
Yeah.
And hopefully, no one gives him the Ken Shamrock ankle lock before the game.
If anybody does, I'm going to pull up.
You're going to pull up like Undertaker.
Just drop it. He's just emailing, sending people pins. I'm showing them anywhere you are.
All right. Well, we think we're going to have a good day today. We think we will.
I don't like to say that out loud, but sure, I'll take it.
I'll say it out loud. I'm not scared of no man. I don't think we're going to have a good day if we lose today, but okay.
Well, this could be the season.
Could be the season. I think it extends after today, though.
I think we win,
and we look the Denver in the eye as we're being beaten to death and just say, I didn't hear no bell.
Okay. All right. Right. He doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, you guys are old.
Yeah, Kevin's like older than... Anyway, I...
You didn't watch Rocky V?
No.
It's a Rocky V reference.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Gunn.
We got Rocky IV and Rocky III, Rocky V in today.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to leave a comment.
Are you guys talking about Creed?
No.
The movie that
Don't
Rocky's in?
Don't do this.
Creed
You're
2?
42.
With Michael B. Jordan?
You're almost older than Kevin.
There's no way. I like that you guys are funny, but you guys are
He ain't playing it.
Subscribe, leave a
review.
Comment, rate, review, click the share link and share it.
How do you feel about if we make stickers that say "Keep honking, I'm listening to the Big Dog Lakers pod"?
I like that.
All right.
No one would know what that
Nobody
means.
Nobody would know
Nobody
what's going on.
Planet Earth would know
17
what that
means. People that would be like, I got it. I don't know if we'll ever drive by them.
I'm going to wrap somebody else's car in a Big Dog Lakers pod with a bunch of our faces,
Kev, what are you doing today?
Oh,
we got a whole day ahead of us.
It's 7:30 in the morning, so I might go on a jog and then see what the day offers.
Al?
I'm excited to see this beautiful city in the morning, something I haven't done in 5 years.
You got a trek ahead of you.
Yeah, I got to go down to Long Beach.
You got to go from L.A. to Long Beach.
And then I got to pick somebody, my mom, up at LAX.
So you're going from here down to Long Beach, up to LAX, back down to Long Beach?
Yeah.
And then back up here?
And then back up here. Hopefully in time for this Lakers game.
There's nothing that gets
I mean, the Laker game is today. You're not coming back till...
Thursday. There's nothing that gets me more than backtracking. If I have to backtrack, I lose my mind.
Yeah, that's
I was at the Larchmont Farmers Market 2 weeks ago, and we were going to go to the Whole Foods over here in Silver Lake. And then my wife was like, let's go check out this nursery in Glassell Park before we go to the Whole Foods. And I was like, if you're going to make me fucking drive past the Whole Foods, I'm going to lose my shit. I can't drive past where I'm going and then go back.
They got flowers at Whole Foods.
They didn't have good ones.
Okay.
We had learned this already.
I think my plan today is to go to like the Gold Room or Button Mash to watch the start of the Lakers game and then walk up to Dodger Stadium for Hello Kitty night.
Ooh.
Getting a bedazzled Hello Kitty fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, yeah.
You're having a good day. This sounds like a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
You're
going
to be watching the Lakers game on your phone over the Wi-Fi system at Dodger Stadium.
Here's You guys can dictate. You two can dictate my day right after this pod. Should I go to the YMCA?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, don't say get that, the man. Pumping. I don't want to go.
You got to get the pumping. Those are the days you got to go.
I'm sore. I had work yesterday.
Hey, Kobe would say, those are the days you
why
go.
Why did you guys?
God. We are up at 5 a.m.
I know.
Recording
I really
a podcast.
Have the whole day ahead.
Mamba mentality, dude. Yeah. We got to send snakes
no,
to this
I'm
guy
that,
all day.
I'm that Carmelo mentality when he was coming in and Kobe. He's like, I'm not going to the fucking gym at 5 in the morning.
Still hungover?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Shit. Damn it, I did yeah. not. I thought you guys would support me.
No
damn
way. It. You got to go get that pump in. I'm going to Walker Buehler bobblehead day Saturday.
Get 500 shots up, too.
Oh, you have to.
God. I mean, I usually do anyway. But
yeah.
Walker Buehler, who looks like a light-skinned cholo bobblehead. Uh-huh. It looks very funny. It looks nothing like Walker
so
Buehler.
So hyped.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's it. We're going to have a good day, and we're going to come back before the – are we going back for the Denver playoffs? Did we figure that out? Maybe a quick
yeah,
one
we'll
again.
Be
sure, why not?
A quick yeah. one. Yeah, we'll do a quick one.
A preview of yeah. of life or death.
We'll do another quick pod before we absolutely – Shoemaker Shoe of the Week, beat the Pelicans.
Absolutely.
There we
I'm
go.
With it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.